When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Gigantic Pop. Hey, Elimination Chamber 2024. This is Gigantic Pop. I'm Glenn, here with Matt Morgan and Raj Geary to talk about everything. We've all been up since Lord knows when, but we're here to talk about the Chamber. We're on the road to WrestleMania. Matt, you got up at 6 a.m. Eastern, started watching an hour in. Raj, you woke up early, watched the show. I took a nap after SmackDown, watched the show, then took another nap, but I'm here. Good to see you. I'm like, what time is it? What is going on? Why did I think it was a good idea to Uber Eats Del Taco at 3 in the morning? Maybe. I don't know, but here I am. Hey, it's free day. Do what I want on free day. But Matt, what did you think of Elimination Chamber?
It was all right. It was good. It's not been what the past pay-per-views have been as far as, in my opinion, major. I mean, they've been hitting grand slams, to be fair, right?
Yeah.
So, we'll get into it, but having like Drew be the one that's going to be facing Seth and all that other stuff is all great and all, but you know, we're all intrigued with the Rock, Cody, Bloodline stuff, and there was a good part in there with Cody. I liked that, the interview segment. That was good. But overall, it was okay. It was a good, for me, it was a standard pay-per-view. I wouldn't have rushed to have seen it.
Yeah. Raj, what'd you think?
Yeah, I think it's one that you definitely didn't need to watch live. You could catch it when you wake up or, you know, during the day. But, you know, it was one of those, it was pretty predictable. I had called all the winners on Twitter yesterday. And yeah, I think a lot of people did. But sometimes predictable is a good thing. When you're heading into WrestleMania, you don't want to throw weird curveballs just for the sake of being unpredictable. So overall, I thought it was an enjoyable pay-per-view. I thought it set up a lot of good stuff for WrestleMania that we'll get into. And I thought, you know, predictable, but fun. It was great seeing Rhea Ripley in the main event, biggest crowd ever where a women's match headlined a PLE. So that was a pretty cool thing, and her headlining in her home country and seeing where she was, what was it, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, when Vince was booking her, when she was going to face Charlotte at WrestleMania during the pandemic, that how she was being used then, seeing where she is now, such a cool story. So overall, yeah, I thought it was a fun pay-per-view, but easily something I could have caught later in the day.
Everything that happened was what I think we all thought was going to happen. The question was it going to be Drew or Randy? It came down to Drew or Randy. It was Drew. There were some fun surprises. Look, Australia and Perth, that looked beautiful. I mean, as Perth, Australia, did its job.
Yes.
The crowd. I watched the press conference the other night. I don't know if you watched that, but
yeah,
I noticed during that. So, Matt, isn't it amazing? I think Australia, when we look back in the story of Tiffany Stratton, Australia is going to be instrumental in getting Tiffany Stratton over because the reaction she got there compared to what she's gotten on SmackDown so far, she came out of this seeming like a megastar.
It was weird, but yes, she screams superstar. She screams megastar. Yeah. She's got to still improve on her promos, and she is. But she's got everything, as they would say. You know, she's got the whole toolkit. To be a major star. It's up to WWE to do right by her. But Orton as well at that press conference, I thought was incredibly good. He was charismatic. You guys don't understand. Randy's always usually grumpy.
Yeah.
He's usually always like annoyed and grumpy. I'm telling you, him being a dad has changed him. I'm not saying that. I feel like him being a dad, him having time at home with his family has changed his outlook and his desire. Because they've always said the most dangerous person in wrestling is a motivated Randy Orton.
Yeah.
And he's motivated. You could tell by why he was talking to the Perth crowd live. He wasn't working it. He was legitimately authentically excited to be there, and he was being back and forth with them. That's not Randy that I know. It's just not.
Yeah, you listen to his interviews now, and he's just like, just seems like a happy, content old timer that's really happy to be giving back and helping others out. And that's awesome. That's awesome to see. It's awesome to see him in this phase where he genuinely loves the business. He genuinely loves the company and wants to see new guys do well. So it's really cool to see.
Yeah.
So that's why going into this, I was starting to think, I'm like, well, it has to be Drew, obviously. Has to be, right? Yeah. And I was like, wait a minute, but if Orton wins, this will be his 15th time. Maybe that's what they're going to go. You know what I mean? So there was a little bit of that for me going into it, but that's it.
Yeah. And he sold like crazy during that main event, working that injured back angle to the point where, I mean, I saw a lot of people online really, I mean, we bought it.
Dude, that and Kevin Owens, one spot, we'll get into it, I'm sure. But like we did with Logan Paul into that backbreaker on the outside of the steel. I was like, oh my God, Logan Paul's dead. He's dead.
Yeah. So on the pre-show, they opened Indy Hartwell and Candice LeRae took on Asuka and Kairi Sane for the Women's Tag Team Championship. Indy got to wrestle in her home country. It's a great moment, but they lost. Candice ate the pin, and the Kabuki Warriors retain. Did you guys catch SmackDown last night?
I had a little bit.
Yeah, so it's interesting. So Raj, Dakota Kai was attacked and talking to Bayley and setting up a match with Dakota and Bayley versus the rest of Damage Control next week. And everyone is speculating, oh, Dakota staged this, set it up herself. Yes. She's going to turn on Bayley.
I agree.
Was like, yeah, it was fun. It was a fun angle out of SmackDown last night.
I'll have to check that out. Yeah, I mean, it was taped, and I knew the results. So and plus, there was no way I was watching it before Elimination Chamber this morning. So
yeah, it was pretty obvious. But then we went from that, and we opened with the Women's Elimination Chamber match, where Tiffany Stratton, man, took out Naomi. Tiffy Time Chance signs super over, but this was, I think, my favorite of the Women's Elimination Chamber matches thus far. I thought it was very well done.
Were you surprised that she won?
That Becky won? No. I mean, that was where I was like, oh, wait, I woke up. I like napped and woke up for this. Like, this is going to be exactly what I thought was going to happen, right? Like, it was, but I was, so here's my question for you, Matt. Is predictable bad if it's something that you want to happen or you like?
No,
I feel
absolutely
like,
not. No, yeah. That's a good thing.
Yeah, right. That's where I think predictable. That's the
can be good.
That's the barometer, right? It's like predictable is a good thing if it's what you want to happen. Predictable is a bad thing if it's like, oh, of course, so and so won. I don't like them anyhow. You know.
Yes.
But that end was awesome. How they did that quick three moves with Bianca, with Liv taking out Bianca, then Becky taking out Liv. Like, this ended so fast, but it seemed very believable.
Yeah, and it kind of set up a couple matches for WrestleMania. Yeah. Obviously, you got Rhea and Becky. But then, you know, they kind of had the stuff with Tiffany Stratton and Bianca. And that could be a really cool WrestleMania match. And, you know, originally I want to see Bianca and Jade. But they do like Jade versus Nia Jax, where, you know, Jade can show off her power. And then you do Bianca versus Tiffany Stratton. I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a really just a OCD, not an OCD, whatever. It's a weird thing, but I always like in the stadium shows when it starts off in the daytime, you know, and so you get to see the size of the crowd, but by the time you're a couple matches in, it's dark, so that way the lighting looks better, you know, everything pops, and that's what happened here. I really liked it, and I liked the a couple people mentioning in the chat room, Stellar Justin Lopez, that shot of the sunset during the finish of the Women's Chamber was dope. And I agree. It looked awesome.
Yeah, it did.
It was telling me like Australia. Like, you know?
Yeah, because I always felt like, you know, that WrestleMania they did in at Levi Stadium, WrestleMania 32, where Sting came out in the daytime. His entrance looked like nothing because, you know, it's daylight. And it would have looked so cool at night. So anyway, I just
it felt would've. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, he looked like a juggalo dad going to a barbecue in his kid's soccer game. It was just right. Weird. Sean Garner with a $2 super chat. Thank you, Sean Chang. Which brand does Jade end up on? I think we're going to find out this week.
I mean, both make sense, right? Bianca is a natural feud at some point. Rhea Ripley's a natural feud, but you don't want to get to those too quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tough call, actually. It depends. Sorry, guys. That's my alarm. So I would guess that it's going to be wherever she can be set up with the most bowling pins, meaning the most amount of opponents that she can just steamroll through before she gets to a Bianca or someone like that.
So Raw.
Basically. Yeah, I think Raw. And then plus, you know, her feuding with Nia early on, I think it gets her over quickly because she gets to show her power and everything. And she can do stuff on Nia that, you know, other women can't do.
Yeah.
True.
And thank you for the super chat. As we announced a week or two ago, all super chats this quarter are being donated to RAIN, a charity for survivors of sexual abuse and assault. So please contribute what you can, and we appreciate it greatly. You guys have been so great in supporting us and helping us grow this channel, and we'll announce our new charity for Q2 as we get a little bit closer. What did you think of the chamber structure and how that was televised? I kept thinking for the live audience, this must suck, but it looked really good on TV.
Yeah, it depends on where you're seated, right? But I guess that's part of it. And don't forget, these arenas now have these gigantic, ginormous screens that they're also able to watch it on, which I know, well, Matt, why did I pay to go see if I'm watching it on a screen? Well, to be part of the ambiance, to be part of it, right? But because sometimes WrestleMania, when they do it, they'll have these huge, I forget what year it was, where they had like these huge palm trees.
Yeah.
Just right. Put in front of like a quarter of the audience's, like, you know, vision. I was like, that seat would suck. God. But I don't know. On television, it's very impressive looking. That's all I could say.
Yeah. It was cool.
Yeah, I know a lot of people, you know, crapped on Kevin Dunn, and I'm not a Kevin Dunn hater. I thought, you know, the time had passed him by, but obviously for his time, he did a lot of great stuff back in the day. But I feel like the production has looked a lot better since he left.
Yes,
today, this morning, whatever you want to call it, it looked amazing. I thought, like, the shots of the chamber, the lighting, just everything just looked like a big event, you know, and not too hokey. Like, that's the thing I think was becoming the problem with Dunn, is there was a lot of hokiness with, you know, with what they were doing. And it doesn't look like that anymore.
SmackDown looked incredible last night. When you just look at the presentation changes they've been doing, even this thing that they're doing, Manish Malu is mentioning the WWE 2K ratings for superstars. Like, I didn't like it at first. I was like, oh, this is their response to the AEW rankings. But it's kind of neat. How they're even in the chamber, how they had in every corner, they had the superstar name in their WWE 2K24 rating, which I thought was interesting.
But they're also not marks enough to be able to say, like, oh, this is real. This is real life. Because, for example, Logan Paul at SmackDown, was it 2 weeks ago or a week ago? Logan Paul versus Miz, they went to it in that match too.
Yeah.
And Miz is like a 70 something. And like Logan Paul's like a 90 or 92 or something like that. And Corey's like, there's no way in real life that that Miz is a 70. Do you know what I mean? So it's cool to help hype the game, I guess, right? But I don't think they're really buying into that these are their actual real life ratings.
It would be funny if they just start changing it up and they're like cycling that through with like height, like net worth, like different things. Just
Well, yes, I think they're called Mattitude Facts, by the way.
Well, it's a clever way to keep promoting the game without beating you over the, you know, without just doing the same commercials over and over. Because usually what they do, they promote it for a couple of weeks on the show and then it's gone. And then it's just the same commercial over and over. And now it's a way to kind of keep promoting it, reminding you that the game's out there. And without, you know, they're not making title matches or anything based on these 2K rankings. So
Glenn, can I just say something real quick? Sorry. Because Braj brought up a good point about the game itself. So real quick for folks watching this, I apologize. I'm having to use my phone for this. So if I sound like crap, I promise it's not my normal hookup. My apologies. With that said, the video game. So remember when Rocky was making fun of Cody and calling everybody Cody crybabies and blah, 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 right? And he was trying to make sense of, if you lose, you don't get a rematch automatically. Like, San Francisco 49ers was the Super Bowl. Do they just get to come back and face the Chiefs again? Yes, Rock. If they go ahead and win the playoffs again next year, have a good season, a la Cody winning the Royal Rumble. But one thing I want to say is he was making fun of the whole phrase, finishing the story, finishing the story. What the hell does that even mean? And it was funny the way he was making fun of it, to be fair. But this is my big but. Rock, that's also like one of your biggest frigging sponsors in 2K. You're making fun of the company that is their frigging tagline on the newest video game for WWE. Do you see what I'm saying? So, like, you can make fun of it and but at the same time, it's like they're making money off of it. The entire video game is based around finishing your story.
And well, to be fair to The Rock, he was being a heel. Yeah. And he's not supposed to make total sense. You know, like, he is being condescending and, you know, like...
Definitely. But I'm speaking, I hope folks get this, because I've been trying to say it in the comment section as much as I can. When it comes to the Cody Rock Bloodline storyline, I'm speaking 100% in fan mode.
Yeah.
You know what? We haven't discussed this yet. This is our first episode since the last SmackDown with the three of us. Matt, do you think this thing is a swerve with the Rock is going to turn on Roman, like that conspiracy theory that's out there?
I'm hoping not. And just because I like heel Rock. Yeah. I think we all do. But if you really want, but I'm worried because he is constantly a babyface and everything he does outside of WWE, right? Moana, all these other things that are coming out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, for people, fans out there that aren't a parent and don't have a kid, you have no idea how ingrained his voice is in all of our heads as, you know, Maui in the most popular kids cartoon of all time, in my opinion, for movies, Moana. Our kids love that freaking movie. So it's constantly on in our houses, nonstop. So he has to always be a babyface is what I'm worried about. So if that's the case, I'm worried that he's going to do what you're saying and do something to help Cody win, turn on Roman. And then it sets up Roman and him maybe for next year or a different pay-per-view. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd rather him stay heel, though, because
yeah.
he has an opportunity to change like Jericho did many, many years ago when he came back and he wore a suit and tie, cut his hair shorter, and was very monotone with his promos. Very condescending, but also very monotone. And it was so flipping annoying. He had so much heat from it. Brock, the only way he's going to get true heat is if he shuts down his own, which is impossible, but no more taglines, no more, rock star promos. He comes down like, no, you lost the ability to ever hear me talk again to the fans. Mm. And he doesn't do it. That way it puts Roman in more of a spotlight because right now he looks like junior varsity. And I hate saying that because I love Roman and what they've done with him, what he's done. But you guys, he looks minuscule, not just physically. But he looks minuscule compared to Rock when they're in that ring that.
Very like big bro.
Yes, I don't like that part.
So they showed it on SmackDown last night, Raj, because the conspiracy was that the Rock said, I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure you walk out as a loser at WrestleMania. And it was, he was pointing at Roman. When they showed the clip, and this is what people are forgetting, he said, I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure you, Cody Rhodes. He said Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, yes. He did.
Okay. Yeah,
and then the other thing was him pointing at the sky, but he was doing an L as opposed to one. But that could have just been, you know, nothing.
Yeah,
I'm with you, Matt. I hope he doesn't turn on Roman yet. I hope this is a year long thing where he eventually turns, and then that's your match at next year's WrestleMania.
Yeah,
because he's so good. He's so freaking good and entertaining. So how's he supposed to get heat on him though? Too is the question. So. Yeah. They could kill two birds with one stone because they're minimizing Roman right now by having Rock do all this stuff, in my opinion. It puts Roman on front, puts Roman out front more, which he should be. He should be the leader, obviously, right? Yeah. And then eventually Rock says F this and then turns eventually, but not yet.
Yeah, I agree.
So we went from the Women's Elimination Chamber match to Damian Priest and Finn Balor defending their titles against the new Catch Republic. Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne, man, they're really trying to make Catch happen between this and the No Quarter Catch crew on NXT. Dominic Mysterio. Sorry.
Raj, oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No worries.
Well, just thing, doesn't it kind of that name remind you of Blackpool Combat Club a little bit?
Yeah.
I don't know. Something about it just kind of reminds me of that. I'm not a fan of it.
Neither am I. It's a terrible name.
Nobody likes it. And No Quarter Catch Crew on NXT has weird rules. Like, they'll announce them for the match, but they're not going to tell you which one of the four you're wrestling until right before the match.
Mm.
Yeah, it's really dumb. Okay, so Dominic Mysterio. Interesting, and people pointing this out on Twitter. Completely distanced both Judgment Day and Dominic Mysterio from Rhea Ripley tonight, which was very interesting.
And the past few weeks, it feels like they've distanced. Yeah. I mean, I think that's partially because Rhea was going to be the babyface here, mm-hmm. and they don't want to kind of
you
know, muddy the water. So I think that's all it is. But I think we're heading to Rhea becoming a babyface sooner than later.
Yeah. Australia hates Dominic Mysterio.
Oh, my God. Everybody he's the most heel heat.
Everybody hates him.
He's so good. It's kind of wild to think that this was supposed to be Dominic versus Brock. That was the original plan for this pay-per-view, was Dominic versus Brock before everything went down.
Were they going to have Dominic go over?
That would have been amazing.
I doubt it. Because you know that spot where Dominic eliminated Bron Breakker in the Royal Rumble? That was supposed to be Dominic eliminating Brock.
Right. Right.
Yeah, leading to this.
Or do we think the match would have been Brock just Dominic tossing the entire match?
I think that's what it would have been. The crowd was crazy.
Yeah, they would have loved it. Yeah. He has so much heat.
But this was a very good match that was entirely predictable and just sort of a cool. I mean, it wasn't a cool down match, but it was just okay, all things considered.
Yeah, it was what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's very talented, did a good job.
The work rate, everything, all that was fine. You know, good if you're into that kind of thing.
How was the rope? Wait, time out. How was the rope work?
great rope work.
Right? They definitely went to rope work school. You could tell.
The rope work, I thought, got 3.5 stars with the mat work getting 4.75. So that
not enough wrist spots. Well, how were the wrist locks? It's weird though. Judgment, like, credit to Judgment Day being such a dominant tag team that they're putting on, you know, such an in-depth match. But they definitely looked more beatable. I think if we get it's going to be Truth and The Miz versus Priest and Finn and Mania, like,
it's got to be, right?
Yeah, it's a coin toss, in my opinion, of who wins. It's either that they finally accept Truth into Judgment Day and Judgment Day wins, or The Miz and Truth get their moment, get victorious. But yeah, it'll be good, though. Yeah, as Manisha's pointing out, they blacked out the screen for a few seconds because everyone was flipping off Dominic Mysterio.
They did that a few times where they like in the men's chamber match, they bleeped out like 20 seconds where I guess the fans were chanting the C word at Logan Paul.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
I can't believe they bleeped out crap. That's crazy.
Right. Yeah, no. What the heck?
It was good though. But let's talk about what made some news and kind of confirmed where we think things are going. Okay, so first off, Grayson Waller is having the best week ever being in Australia. His reception at the press conference, this segment on the show tonight, like, even the fact he didn't end up getting beat up at the end of the segment, but Austin Theory did, is just that I think Grayson is having quite a moment. But he had Cody and Seth on, and they're setting up the pieces. Cody announced here that he wants to face The Rock one-on-one, and then Seth said, oh no, when you face a member of the Bloodline, it's never truly one-on-one, and I'll be there, I'll have your back. So I still think this is ending up in a tag match.
It's still very well could. You guys could be right. But what do, is it night one? No, because Seth has to face Drew.
You can face Drew night two. You could open WrestleMania two with Drew versus Seth.
You're right. You could.
Huge. Night two is going to be, I mean, actually this entire WrestleMania is going to be super duper stacked.
Yeah.
Is there anything between now and Mania that I'm not remembering?
No.
Okay.
So that would either be night one at Mania. And I don't think they're doing I wouldn't think they're doing a singles Rock versus Cody match and then Cody versus Roman next night. Unless Seth, because Seth has that knee injury, unless it's worse than they thought. He can't do two matches.
He's announced he's cleared in a few days.
Yeah, he did say that.
Yeah, but unless that's just
a work.
A work. So, yeah, I mean, we'll see. But to me, the fact that Seth is still involved, they did that commercial with all four of them. It still looks like tag match for night one, and then the two title matches the next night, the two men's title, world title matches.
Do you guys think Drew beats Seth for the title?
I think so. If he resigns, yeah. And if he has resigned, I've got to think he's resigned at this point.
Yes.
What if, okay, so people like the idea of Seth costing Cody the match. What if Seth loses, is mad that Cody wasn't there for him, that's why he lost, comes out and costs Cody in the main event night two?
Seth Rollins will literally be the most hated man in America. If he did that, I'm just telling you, we saw the groundswell of the most popular babyface of all time, The Rock. Something I thought I would never live to see. I'm being dead serious. I thought I'd never live to see it.
Yeah.
Where a crowd could ever turn on that guy. Ever. Right. So if that's what they did to The Rock, what do you think they're going to do to freaking Seth Rollins?
Oh, yeah. In fact, still, people tonight in the audience had the Die Rocky Die. So here's the funny thing in all of this is that WWE is really trying to get Sylvester Stallone to do something for WrestleMania, given that it's in Philadelphia. I think they're really going to have to prep Sly on, like, hey, you're going to see a lot of stuff against Rocky here. Just to let you know, I'm talking about the Italian Stallion.
Right. Die Rocky Die is not Balboa.
It's going to be super awkward.
I could see them having him be the guest host of Mania.
Or at least narrate the video. Narrate the video package.
Oh, if he could do one of his hype video, motivational,
my God. Wait a second. Yeah, get him on that street with Cody. Just get it and do the sunshine and rainbow speech.
That's not how hard you get hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, that has to happen. We can deepfake that. We can make that work.
There's so many things you can do with Sly.
Yeah, but that they're gonna do the steps. Oh, they could do it. They could do an amazing thing with.
But you don't want to make it cheesy either with Cody. I mean, it'll still be awesome.
It's his favorite movie series. It's Cody's favorite series.
Me too.
Can I tell you? All right. Yeah. Or you show Cody in his ups and downs, tearing his pack. You show video footage of all that stuff, but you have Sly doing the narrating. Doing the narrating and then, you know, doing what his motivational talks. Like, oh.
I still think Sly is guest host just for him being in the crowd. I'd like to see him in the ring, you know, in Philly. That'd be a cool moment.
It would.
Okay, Issa. Rocky did not always lose. Thank you. He lost in... by decision.
Demon Diva.
No, he lost three times. He's kind of he's 3-3, right? As far as big Rocky fights go.
Hang on. Demon Diva, get ready. Your boyfriend is gonna get beat on night two of Mania, and you're gonna have to live with it. It's happening.
Man. So according to Meltzer, Stallone has a scheduling conflict that might prevent him from being there in person. They're seeing if they can work it out. But he's gonna do the video package. And you know Cody is going to run through those streets, run up the Rocky stairs.
Again, like, you don't want to be cheesy with it. And look, Rocky better not be cheesy. Series.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing cheesy about that.
They could be, though. If WWE gets in the way too much, it could be.
Yeah, if they have Cody chasing chickens and doing all that. You want to make sure it's done in a way that is serious enough, you know, because
they're not going to take him to Siberia and recreate the Rocky IV montage. They're not going to do that.
But him working out with Rocky would be, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, so he hits a side of beef or two. Like, what?
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Look, any other time I'd love it, but I think this story is so serious that I don't think you want to make it light. You don't want to make light of it at this point.
Yeah. Before we move on, and we got a couple super chats here. Austin Theory getting beat up, cool. I think him and Grayson might be breaking up, but it was a little lame that Austin's just doing all the Rock catchphrases
that was
in front of the crowd.
That was very lazy. And I also didn't like him get. He didn't have to get beat up. There didn't have to be physicality to get out of that segment. I didn't think.
Yeah,
I just look at Austin. Think about a year ago, he beat John Cena at WrestleMania, and then I just feel like Cena losing to Theory and Cena losing to Solo Sikoa and them not really following up on him. Those were such a big waste. You know,
it's their fault. That's not his fault. It's their fault.
Yeah, no, for sure. 100% agree, because unless they had a real plan, beating Cena should be a big deal and should elevate, not just keep people on the same level. And both those guys have stayed at the same level.
No, I agree. Nick Anicelli, 499, saying he just did a deployment from Australia and the C word is used casually. You call your friend one very odd. Same way in much of England.
Yeah.
Ireland.
Quick. He did a deployment from, let's say, Australia. Okay, I see what he's saying.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you, Nick. It's culturally a very different word. Tyrone Dawkins, $10. Seth has never lost to Roman in a championship match, and he doesn't bring it up. Why?
Well, that's not the story, because I think that would muddy the waters for this story, because then it's like, well, once Seth is wrestling Roman for the title, then he should.
Can I just say something? He did. Go back to the press conference in Vegas when Seth was going off stage and throwing barbs at both of them. That made it look real. Yeah. He told him flat out, you ain't never beating me, ever.
Yeah. And that, you know, I've got to think when they had Seth beat Roman by DQ at the Rumble a couple years ago, they did that for a reason, to put that in their back pocket, that Roman has never beaten Seth, you know, at least on pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Jay Miller 3389 with a $2 super chat saying, doesn't the Rock stay heel if Roman turns babyface losing?
Why would Roman turn baby for after losing to Cody? I don't understand.
I mean, I think Roman's staying heel for the time being.
Yes. He has go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, go.
Well, I was saying next year's WrestleMania, if they come back to Rock and Roman, as much as I'd love to see Rock stay heel, it's going to be Rock as a babyface versus Roman the heel.
That's what I would think too.
Yeah.
Man, it's exciting that we're in it now, right? I mean, 42 days until WrestleMania.
I'll run down the card after when we're done here.
Yeah.
But this pay-per-view, I'm being honest, like, it wasn't bad, okay? Obviously.
No.
You have to be blind to say that was bad, right? It wasn't. But it was a C for me. I'm just being a C+.
Yeah.
I mean, because they've been killing it, though, so bad. They've been just, the storylines have been just taking us on all these awesome rides of people really getting upset, me included, and really getting hook, line, and sinkered in this. So that's why when you see a straight-up pay-per-view like that, it's just like, you know, a little bit of letdown.
Yeah. Not that many matches, like 4 matches on the entire show plus the Grayson Waller effect. So it was quick. Like it was a quick that went on for a bit long. It could have been a quick pay-per-view.
I think one of the things that makes it really worth watching too is just the atmosphere. And I feel like all these B shows when they do it, like Backlash when they did in Puerto Rico, All these B shows, when they do it out of the continental U.S., I feel like they should do that for all the B shows, because they stand out and they make it so you have to watch it regardless, you know, whereas like a Fastlane or something like that, where it's just another show, you could easily miss it. Something like this, you still got to watch it, even though nothing too momentous happen, it's still worth seeing just for the atmosphere.
Yeah, this felt like this and Backlash both felt Mania level. It's tough to go back to just, you know, oh, hey, we're in Pittsburgh for Roadblock. Enjoy. Like, this felt big time. So I love that they're doing this. You know, I love the atmosphere of this. You can tell these audiences really appreciate it more because they don't get it that often. So the men's elimination chamber match, Bobby Lashley versus Randy Orton versus Logan Paul versus Kevin Owens versus Drew McIntyre versus LA Knight. Man, Matt, were you surprised that LA Knight got eliminated second after Bobby Lashley?
Absolutely, of course. Yes. Yes. He's another one I'm a little bit worried about because while they have an embarrassment of riches as far as main event level talents go, people that can draw people to the show, right? He being one of them, in my opinion. They're for some reason, WWE's always had a problem with paying too much attention to the main event storyline and not being able to put that kind of hyper focus into next couple of storylines down, if you will. I'm hoping they can, because he needs something. He needs an AJ. I called from day one, AJ versus LA at Mania.
Yeah, for months you've called that.
So I'm hoping that he gets his big win versus AJ. I know that's not as big of a deal as it would be of him winning a World Heavyweight Championship, you know, but still, he needs big win. It needs to be convincing. They just need not to take their eye off it because they got a gift with him, and I hope they don't, you know, lose faith in him.
Yeah. Well, and we'll talk about that in a second because I think there could be an interesting angle with that. But what was fascinating to me and a lot of other people is that AJ Styles took all this time to fly around almost the entirety of God's flat earth to get to Australia just to attack LA Knight.
Well played. Well played.
He didn't fall off. but you know, he was protected the most of all the eliminations in both chamber matches. He was protected the most by having AJ interfere, and the fans were pissed, you know, with AJ interfering. So in that sense, it was done pretty well. LA Knight has lost some steam. I don't know if they just have so much going on at the top that it's hard to focus on him as much. But he's still the most over babyface in this match. Him and then probably Orton a close second. But
So Orton was selling the injured back. It seemed like Orton was going to win this against Drew, and then Logan Paul knocked Orton out. I think because you've got Logan and Randy, Kevin Owens still has beef with Logan. You've got AJ and LA Knight. I think we could end up in a 6-man ladder match for the U.S. title at WrestleMania because they have so many Mania matches. And that gives LA Knight a chance to win that title.
I don't see LA Knight or Randy doing a ladder match. Yeah. But who knows? Maybe I'm wrong. I would like them to separate those. Yeah. I think there's enough star power to be able to have AJ versus LA. And I definitely think there's enough star power for Orton versus Logan. Mm-hmm. Kevin, we've got to get something here for Kevin. Something.
Yeah, I just think, you know, as far as a bigger match feel with Logan Paul, who's going to be promoting it all over the place, you know, all over social. Randy Orton's, you know, one of the biggest names. And for him to be saying, I'm facing Randy Orton at WrestleMania, as opposed to I'm facing six guys or five guys or whatever it is at WrestleMania, it just makes it feel bigger one-on-one, him and Randy Orton.
He needs to beat him too, by the way. He needs to beat Orton too.
I agree.
But if you look at the card right now, and we'll talk about that in a minute, there's so much going on. And remember that Mania being two nights, we're only talking about six matches with maybe a pre-show match or two. Like, this is no longer the long day's journey into night WrestleManias.
Yeah, thank God.
Which is good, but it also limits the opportunities. And we've got a lot of pieces on the board, so to speak. So let's talk about Nia Jax versus Rhea Ripley.
Wait, did we say that Drew won?
Oh, and Drew McIntyre won. So what happened at the very end is that Randy Orton was faking the back injury the entire time, hit Drew with an RKO, seemed like he was going to win. Logan Paul was eliminated, came back, punched out Randy with the brass knuckles, and then Drew just crawled on top of Randy and won the match. So heel Drew Drew is cooking on another level right now, and this is going to be amazing, him and Seth at WrestleMania, and I hope Drew wins.
Okay.
And with Seth injured, it makes sense for Drew to win. We just got to, you know, again, he's either signed a letter of intent or he's re-signed, because he takes CM Punk. He's in this world title match at WrestleMania. He's the most interesting character on Raw right now.
He's in.
Yeah, he's not walking away. He's not going to be in AEW anytime soon. But this main event, Nia Jax versus Rhea Ripley. Both women born in Australia. Nia mentioning that. I like that she did the press conference. And thank God my parents got us out of here.
That was good.
This was a really good match. And I mean, but this was very paint by numbers. Make Nia look dominant. Make Rhea look like the underdog. She came back. She got the win in front of her family and her country. And it was great. But anything else that stood out to you about this match, Matt?
Just now that the wall of dominant, you know, Nia is now down. It's now down, yeah. Right? It's now, she was unbeatable. She was looking unbeatable week after week after week. But they did a good job of building her up. But this is what happens, unfortunately. Once the giant loses, you've got to then, you have a saying in wrestling that you could steal a pay-per-view with somebody that looks like me, like a big, huge person. Maybe not five-star in-ring type of wrestler, right? But off their look, you could quote-unquote steal a pay-per-view. And you can steal one with Nia very easily. But you have to keep going back to the drawing board again and setting up the bowling pins for her to steamroll through again, make her look unbeatable again. 6 months from now, have her against whoever that person is. Because once, again, the giant's down and has been slayed, it's... what do you do with them next? You got to get them off TV for a little bit and then bring them back when they've had enough time off. That's why big, you know, your bigger talents, you should want to, that you're putting out there as bigger talents, I should say, physically, right? Big and unstoppable, unmovable, unbumpable. Mm-hmm. You want to protect. So I'm hearing what we're saying, oh, maybe Jade will work her next or something like that. But like, she's been beat. We've seen it now. So, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. And Manish in the chat is saying, well, and Becky lost clean to Nia, so shouldn't Rhea squash Becky like Lesnar did to Cena?
I would.
There's some booking math there, but I don't think... You think with that big of a match, though? I mean, that could be... that'll easily be the co-main event night one.
Unless Io and Bayley could as well, though. Like, that story has been... I mean, there's so many... This WrestleMania at the top is so loaded. That there's so many things that could be the co-main event.
Yeah, and now it's different where it's not back. It's not pay-per-views anymore, right? They're not banking on
cable buys. Yeah,
right.
It's different now.
Yeah,
but it's only going to get even more different once they go to Netflix.
But even though they don't care about pay-per-view buys anymore, they still don't sting on WrestleMania. And, or they haven't been stinging on these pay-per-views, really.
No.
There's a lack of effort. You know, bringing back CM Punk when they don't have to. Doing all this stuff. Well, The Rock is now on the board and everything. But Steve Austin, all this stuff that they don't have to do, they've done. So.
Yes.
Yeah. Feel good moment. I think a lot of people, though, this it was great that they main evented this, but I do think that this PLE could have been cut by like half an hour to 45 minutes to just keep the momentum. It did go on a long time, it felt like.
Yeah, when I started late, because I came on late, when I started watching, it was the men's Elimination Chamber match. So I thought that was it. I thought that was the main event. So when that was over, I was like, all right. I'm like, going upstairs, getting my coffee. And I'm like, oh, geez, Nia hasn't happened yet. So I ran back down to watch that.
Sean Garner, a $2 super chat, asking, does Jade Cargill need to have a Mania match?
Yeah, I would hope so. I hope she, but only if she's featured. It can't be a back and forth match. It's got to be where she's incredibly dominant, because we haven't seen enough of her. We know what she can do. I mean, the general fans that watch WWE week in and week out do not know enough about her yet, except for a couple great spots in the Rumble. WWE needs to do something with her. Either shoot her, get off the pot with her, because she is a mega star waiting to happen. So let her happen. Give her these just one way matches where she annihilates somebody quick fashion, hit a couple of biceps poses on her way out, call it a day, and you'll create your megastar from there.
Yeah.
Great.
She was supposed to be in the chamber match originally. That was the plan, but they didn't want her to lose. So,
Good. That would have hurt her aura a little bit, losing it her first like real match. So it was a smart move to not have her in it.
Now, she's protected.
Yeah.
I'm glad that she was protected and how she lost that chamber, like LA Knight was, let's say, it still would overall hurt slightly her aura because she's a comic book hero.
I know.
For crap's sakes, yeah. Walking out there, right? Got to protect it.
I mean, look what they did with Raquel tonight, of having four women try and pin her, and Raquel pops up. Mm-hmm. And shout out to Raquel for wrestling this match. She's been battling some skin condition. I saw on her Twitter, like, she hasn't been doing great. So it's great that she went through with this tonight and was able to compete.
Good.
Yeah.
But she looked really good. I think everybody looked really good tonight except Austin Theory.
Yeah,
so yes.
Raquel's had mast cell activation syndrome. Yeah.
Dumb me that down for me. What does that mean?
It's basically like a skin condition, but it's pretty serious. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, is she getting better or?
So it's from what I understand, it's you have repeated episodes of things like hives, swelling, low blood pressure. Yeah. So it comes back. So it's one of those things that I don't think there's a cure for it. Like it's just comes and goes.
Damn, really, God bless her then for getting through that. Good Lord.
Yeah.
And a climate adjustment sometimes can be good, but sometimes can also like cause things to flare up. So I'm glad she made it through okay.
Real quick, can I take a quick second just to say
please
thank you. We have a great turnout this morning. I know a lot of you, it's not even night, it just turned 9 a.m. on the West Coast. So really appreciate all you guys tuning in live. Please take a second, you know, again, we kind of do these whenever stuff happens. So hit that notification bell so that way you can find out, you know, when we're doing these pods, because they're really all over the place. And please like this video and subscribe. It really helps us out a lot, and you guys have really helped us grow a lot in this short amount of time, so we really appreciate it.
Absolutely. R-Truth showed up, apparently traveled to Austria instead of Australia. So
funny. Sorry,
he's great. He knows what he's doing, man. I want him to have his Mania moment. And that's either he gets in Judgment Day or he defeats Judgment Day. It's going to be awesome. They need to split those tag titles, though. They need to split the tag titles up.
Listen to me. He needs to go to the Pontiac Silverdome. That's what he needs to do the day of WrestleMania.
Man, if they hadn't torn that down, that would have been awesome.
He needs to go.
Or he goes. It's torn down.
Go ahead, Raj. You said they need to split the titles.
I was saying they just need to, I think they need to split the titles because right now they're doing all these things with the tag division, right? Authors of Pain are back. All this stuff is happening.
Yeah.
And there's one opportunity to win the tag team titles. It just seems kind of silly.
I think it's the opposite. I think you just need to stop having two sets of belts, just one set of tag titles.
Sure.
Call it the one thing. And they go back and forth because there's not enough tag teams on either side. You have a lot of tag teams overall. But each side has like, you know, two or three realistic at most contenders for the tag titles. So and by doing both brands and going back and forth, then all of a sudden you've got, you know, a lot more.
I hate the way they look. I think they're ugly belts, by the way.
Yeah,
I agree.
The red and blue makes no sense.
For the show that it was supposed to be for the show that they're on.
I know.
Right? Raw,
I know.
Right? But the actual, the straps are ugly, but so is the damn actual belt itself, like the gold or metal or silver, whatever the hell it's made out of, is ugly. The design is not good looking.
Yeah. I don't think I've liked the tag title design since like back when Demolition held it. That's like,
wow, yeah, I agree. I agree with that. That was the best tag title belt, I thought.
Yeah.
Bigfoot Sneaker at $99 saying, hey, wants to know, would you do this live? We are live. We managed to make this work despite.
I wonder if he means in person.
Oh, we do this live in person? Well, not in Philadelphia, probably.
Right. Next time they're in Florida?
Yeah, we had it set in Tampa. Remember, we were gonna do it.
We had a venue.
Yeah, we had a venue and everything.
Maybe if it comes to Vegas next year, who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. There's got to be some, actually. Okay, so here's where I had my mark out moment in the middle of the night tonight. I actually looked up and I was like, oh, I wonder when WWE is coming to Vegas again. I was like, you know, and I was like, oh, they're going to be in Bakersfield in a couple weeks. It's a house show, but still, you know, like the excitement of the Australia crowd had me thinking, oh, maybe, you know, it's been a while. Maybe I should go to a WWE live event, you know?
That's not mark out. That's cool.
Yeah.
Man, Australia, like, yeah, Australia really, that was a great crowd. Not as good as Puerto Rico, but really good.
No. Puerto Rico was awesome.
Puerto Rico was
awesome. Right?
Justin Lopez asking us to come out to Vegas for 41, y'all. The only thing that's hard is finding a location in Vegas because, you know, those places are going to be like hard to book.
We'll,
like,
we'll go, yeah, but if we go, believe me, Raj, I mean, as we saw when we were in Vegas, you and I, like you start going a little off the strip, you want to go to the Tuscany or something, like then it gets much easier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why can't Glenn put us up? I'll stay with Glenn.
Yeah. Or we just do it in some strip. We do it at a conference room in one of those, you know, somewhere in the MGM Grand.
Yeah. in that maze there. The Out of Pocket Variety Show, $5 super chat. Thank you so much. Saying, how many programs do we need to see Jade in before they build her for Rhea? Mm. That's the golden egg they'd want to crack at some point, right?
Golden egg in regards to you're saying Jade be the one that finally beats Rhea. I guess that's what you're saying, right? Or no? Or he or she?
I think just before they get to that feud, like because you don't want to do that right away. How long should they wait before they get to it?
Yeah. Well, okay. So here's what's interesting. I still think it's going to be Jade versus Bianca at Mania, and I think Jade's going to win because Bianca keeps talking about her streak at Mania, and when WWE set something like that up, it's because maybe it's about to be broken.
But did it look like they set up Bianca versus Tiffany a little bit in the chamber today?
Well, Naomi was tweeting about wanting Tiffany Stratton. Yeah, based on what happened in there. I don't know. It could go a couple different ways.
So Jade would have to win. If it's her and Bianca Mania, Jade, it'd be her first technical singles match. She can't lose that.
No, right. Not at all. Bianca, though, Bianca's not in a dominant phase to where I think she could take the L right now and it wouldn't hurt her in the long term.
That's right. Yep. That's yep. You're right. Yeah.
We're throwing out all these matches. I think one thing to remember is even though it is two nights, you're still talking 7 to 8 matches per night. So it's not, you know, there's still going to be a lot of people left off the card. Which happens, you know, it happens every year.
Bianca and Jade aren't going to be left off the card, though.
No. Yeah. But if they did like Naomi versus Tiffany, I don't think that would.
Maybe. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to headline, but that could be something.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I'd like to see Naomi in a bigger
match
or something. Yeah. And then Tiffany, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I could see her in a multi-person match, Naomi.
Yeah. And I think Tiffany and Bianca, that's a WrestleMania match. Tiffany, otherwise, I don't think she's quite there yet.
Yeah. Okay, so last year...
Today was a big step.
Last year was 8 matches night 1, 7 matches night 2.
Okay, yeah. And then they did other matches on SmackDown. And like you're saying, like it's part of the WrestleMania experience, which it's
Matt,
not.
How would that have applied for you, Matt? If there were like a SmackDown before Mania, is really like an extra night of Mania when you think about it, you know?
No, hell no. That'd be like when they try to tell you like you're part of Monday Night Raw, even though you're on Sunday Night Heat. No, it's not the same thing, even though it's filmed on the same night as Raw. No.
Yeah. Michael Miller pointing out poor Bronson Reed. There was no reason he should have been left off this PLE. So he was actually supposed to be on this PLE, but they were expecting, and so he's a new father, and that's the reason
why
he wasn't on the PLE. Yeah, so congratulations to Bronson Reed.
Way more important, man. Yeah. Way more important.
Absolutely.
So I saw two interesting things when I was looking at the WWE live schedule. I'd forgotten. Saturday night's main event is listed for April 20th.
Is that before Mania?
No, it's after Mania. But is that the first? Is that their part of their new NBC Universal deal?
Or is no, that I think that's a house show. That's the name.
So why are they calling it that if that's they're not going to bring that branding back for NBC then?
I don't know, but they've been doing that for years, calling the Saturday night house shows Saturday Night's Main Event.
But that's the only one. It's really weird. Everything else is Road to WrestleMania, WWE Live, WWE Super Show. It was just like a weird thing. I looked at that. I was like, is this?
No, the new deal. The new deal doesn't start until October.
Got it. For SmackDown.
Well, yeah. And Netflix, it starts in January. And then right now they haven't announced what's going on with Raw between October and January.
Mm. Yeah, that'll be curious to see what happens.
Because I can't see a TV network making a deal for 3 months, you know.
USA's got to extend that.
Well, they're not. And why would they?
I don't know. Because they're still in the WWE business with SmackDown, though.
Yeah, but then you're paying twice as much then per week, you know, because you now have SmackDown. And it's shown they wouldn't even keep NXT, which is one of their highest rated shows, which was relatively cheap. So right now they can only, you know, for their budget, it's one show. And then paying for two when one is going to be leaving shortly thereafter, monetarily, it just didn't make sense for them.
Yeah. Interesting.
So this is Wrigley that you say I don't have. Glenn.
I didn't say you don't have it. I said you ever talk about Wrigley.
There she is in all her glory.
Hey, Wrigley.
She says hi.
She's a very good girl.
All right. Go.
My cats were very confused when I was up at 2 a.m. And so I let them out and they were like, we're eating. And I'm like, no, you're not eating. This doesn't happen. So let's talk about some of the potential Mania matches. So we got 15 slots to fantasy book here. What do we have confirmed? And by the way, these packages they're starting to show for everyone, like the one for the Usos tonight, for Jey Uso, like the one for Bayley tonight. I feel like we're starting to see what is going to be a lot of these Mania build packages. We're starting to see the bones of them really early. But we're going to have Uso versus Uso on the card. We're going to have Bayley versus Io. I'm just going to start writing these down.
You want me to run these down real quick?
Yeah, right. Let's see what we got.
So what's confirmed is Cody versus Roman as far as what they've announced. Drew versus Seth. And I think that's all that they've announced, right? And then I'll run through the rest of Becky versus Rhea. Io versus Bayley.
Mm-hmm.
And then other stuff that's... It looks like it's the direction, you know, going off of what's on TV. Cody and Seth versus Rock and Reigns, night one. Becky versus, we already said Becky versus Rhea. Uh-huh. Judgment Day versus Awesome Truth. Jay versus Jimmy.
Uh-huh.
Logan Paul versus Randy Orton. Maybe Kevin Owens in a three-way, but tonight it looked like it's Randy and because they didn't add KO much in that mix with Logan and and Randy.
Well, he went not with the three of them, but him and Logan though still have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's see what else. And I think that's about, LA Knight and AJ Styles.
Okay. So that's AJ Styles 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 matches.
Okay. So, yeah. So tons of room for more. And then did I miss anything? Yeah. I don't know if there's a clear tag team direction, but yeah.
Yeah. Probably Judgment Day versus Awesome Truth.
Awesome Truth. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go. Oh, and then assume Gunther's going to have something that brings 10.
Yes.
Kabuki Warrior.
I'd like to see Gunther and Sami Zayn, and Sami Zayn finally gets that big win at WrestleMania, ends that streak. Okay. Kabuki Warriors against, you know, I could see that being a multi-team match to get more people on the show.
So there's like 6 slots left.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
And you still have KO out there if he's not, you know, figured in the Logan Paul match. You know, still a lot of big names that aren't apart. Bobby Lashley, who's kind of been treading water lately.
Matt, what do you how do you think the final testament is going with your boy Cross?
What do you mean final testament?
With his group with Karrion Cross, Authors of Pain, Paul Ellering. How do you think that's going?
His promo on SmackDown was strong the other night. Very good. It was a pre-tape, not an in-ring.
Yeah.
still, Sting needs to shave his head, and they need to go back to what they were doing with him in the beginning at NXT. It wasn't broken, didn't need it to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. I'm happy he's on TV. I just wish they could put him at a heavyweight championship level that he was at NXT.
Yeah.
No, I think he's great, but the man bun is not doing him any favors for looking like a dominant killer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
I mean, look, I'm just saying this. If a hitman shows up to kill me and he has a man bun, I'm going to die laughing.
Real quick, with what I read off, what are you guys' thoughts on the WrestleMania, the likely top matches at WrestleMania?
They're all pretty obvious, right? Like, what we mean, who's going to win each? Or
no, like, does it sound like a big deal? Does it sound,
it's a big deal because we know it's going to be a big deal because we just saw what happened when they tried to take Cody versus Roman away from us. So we know as far as the main event goes, yes. I think all those matches are great matches, but the upper echelon matches of the LA Knights, the Randy, the Logan Pauls, all those upper echelon guys that are made, those are all good matches for them.
Yeah.
So there's 1, 2, 3, 4 women's matches, if you count Jade versus Bianca. So we've got the two women's championship matches, plus then the Kabuki Warriors, and then Jade versus Bianca. So that's good, a little light, but there's nothing else that's really firing right now in the women's.
Well, you're probably going to have some multi-people matches as well.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not bad. I think that, it's funny. Cody, having Cody both nights, I think, the Rock Roman thing and Cody and Seth, they're going to make that feel huge. Like, this is a really solid card. I think what excites me about this is that we're under full new regime, creative control, production. Like, I think they're going to pull this off in a way that's going to feel fresh compared to past WrestleManias. I hope.
Well, yeah, and that when they do the tag match, if they do the tag match at night one, that's going to be advertised everywhere. Everyone's going to see
huge.
That.
That's going to be the biggest money-making match in WrestleMania history because the sponsorships that The Rock is going to bring in alone, it's going to be huge.
You would think.
Yeah, they beat the gate last year in just sponsorships.
Yo, but Raj, is it going to be like Woo Energy money, level big? Or?
We can only hope so.
I just want to say they're paying us to do that. We don't. Yeah. Crapping on the Nature Boy Ric Flair. Come on, man.
Yeah, come on, Matt.
I know.
Real quick. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go.
Someone was bringing up CM Punk's Instagram story. So CM Punk on Instagram earlier before the show posted, had a rough day mentally today. My heart and spirit are in Perth. Just a hard day staying positive, and nobody wishes I was there performing for the fans more than me. Enjoy the show. Appreciate you all.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay.
No, this has got to be weird for him.
Because ideally he was supposed to be winning that match, the men's chamber match.
Yeah,
that's right.
And 2 weeks ago, he was in Vegas at the WrestleMania press conference. It's got to be strange now to be like, what is WWE going to use him for versus not?
Yeah,
that's got to be a weird push pull, with him. So
yeah, I'm sure he'll be at WrestleMania in some form.
Definitely.
Whether it's kickoff, doing the same kind of thing at the presser, or on commentary for a few matches, but he'll definitely be there.
Yes.
Yeah. Bigfoot Sneaker at Buck99 saying Sheamus versus Gunther.
They kind of did that last year. It was a three-way, but
yeah. It was a very good match, very hard hitting match. I liked it. They added Drew to it last year. Mm-hmm. But in a three-way, like you said, Raj. But no disrespect to Sheamus. I just don't think there's a spot on the card for him.
Yeah, it just feels like it's been there, done that.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. Braun Breaker had a match against.
Matt. So Braun Breaker needs to be on WrestleMania. He needs a clean win. Just like we're saying for Jade, Braun Breaker needs to be on that card too.
Who should he face? Like, when you look at the SmackDown side, because originally I would have said Gunther, but they're separate brands.
Maybe it is Sheamus. Maybe it's a just an early match. Just have him steamroll a statement match, a 1 minute match.
That'd be great.
If you're building him, if that's what they're doing with him, I'm saying. If they're not, then no. But
that's the one thing I wanted to check out from SmackDown when we're done here is that Bron Breakker match, because I heard he looked great.
He did. He did. They had him register, which is good. He didn't fully sell. He registered a couple of shots, but like a drop kick to him, even flying into the corner. I thought that was even too much.
Yeah.
It was just, in my mind, it was just a shame that it was like the second match on a pre-tape show that probably isn't going to pop a big rating. It just seemed a little perfunctory given what a big deal they made about him signing with SmackDown, bringing him out in front of the crowd. Good. But no, okay, so we got some options. We got some stuff. I'll tweet this list out. I'll see what else people think is going to be on the card.
Cool.
All right,
anything
boys.
Else? I know. Well, the numbers have gone up. I always feel bad. I'm like, people keep. Yeah, I know. I'm like, Matt. Anyone for Matt, for Raj? Anyone want Raj to do your taxes? Anything?
I do have one more thing. Yeah. So Hangman Page, it had looked like he had gotten injured, like suffered an ankle injury on Dynamite, but it turned out that was apparently a work, according to F4W Online. That they did that because he's having some personal issues, so he might not be able to make AEW Revolution. And so they use that as a way for him to get out if he's not able to make it. So Paige might be out of next weekend's main event.
Does it say what the personal issue is? Is it his health? Is he okay?
They didn't say.
Well, whatever it is, hope he does, hope he feels better, or whatever the scenario is that's personal, hope it gets better.
Yep.
And speedy mental recovery,
Absolutely, man.
But yeah, take your time, brother.
Yeah, hope everything's okay or becomes okay.
Absolutely. So, while we're talking about AEW, I did really like that promo Tony Storm did online the other night.
Me too,
I haven't seen it yet.
It's good. I won't spoil it for you because you're going to look at it and be like, wait, did she really just say that? Oh, yes, she did.
Nice.
So that was cool. Okay. Well, let's wrap it up. So everybody, we'll be back. I'm sure this week something will happen. We'll have to put up the bat signal and I'll get on here ASAP.
Which is why you need to turn on that little bell for your notifications, because you never know when we're going to pop up. If something breaks, we're going to be the first to jump on it right away.
Yeah. And please, with this video, or if you're listening to the podcast, please leave a comment, like, subscribe. And as you guys have seen with the comments in previous videos, we try to respond to all the comments that we can. So leave a comment if we didn't get to your question in the chat. I know we had tons of comments in the chat that fortunately we weren't able to get to. So just leave it on this video and we'll try to get to them. And really thank you guys for all your support lately. It has really helped us out.
Thanks so much, everybody. Have a great week.
Sorry. Thank you, guys. That's what I was going to say.
Take care, guys.
Matt's at BP Matt Morgan. He's at the Raj Giri. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein. We'll get you back here next time on Gigantic Pop. Take care.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.